So let's review. The next Mishnah discusses how we establish the months of the Jewish calendar. As Rashi explains, Chaydish Levana, Tisha ve'Esther Miyoy Mechatzi Yoyim, V'shtei Yodei Shah, V'ayin Gimel Chalakim. One full moon cycle takes 29 and a half days, two-thirds of an hour, plus 73 Chalakim. Therefore, Seder told us a Levana, Echad Mali ve'Echad Chaser. Ordinarily, a year consists of 12 months, alternated between 6 chaserim, deficient months of 29 days, and 6 malayim, full months of 30 days, totaling 354 days. Therefore, bein moila tishrei zeh lemoila tishrei haba, dalad yamim, v'ches shois, v'tuf tuf ayin vav chalakim. Every year, Rosh Hashanah begins exactly 4 days, 8 hours, and 876 chalakim later than it began the previous year. The Mishnah now discusses how much bezin will change and establish a different number of mali or chaser months. Sak the Mishnah. We do not make less than 4 months of the year Malayim of 30 days. Mishnah continues, we do not make more than 8 months. The Gemara brings two explanations of this part of the Mishnah. According to Ula, the Mishnah is explaining, we always have at least 4 months Malayim because we do not make more than 8 months Chaserim of 29 days. In other words, we usually make 6 months Malayim and 6 months Chaserim, but we can make up to 8 months Chaserim, but not more. The Gemara explains, Dim Kain, Meyastra Siyarot plus Yemi. Because if we would make 9 months Chaserim, Rosh Hashanah would arrive very early, and the new moon will only occur 3 days after Rosh Hashanah. People would then wonder and think that Bezin establishes the calendar as they please, while ignoring the facts of the lunar cycle. However, the Gemara asks, Hashtanami, Komeyastra Treyemi. Even if we make only 8 Chaserim, the new moon would occur 2 days after Rosh Hashanah, which is also a significant discrepancy. The Gemara answers, Kigun Shahis, Shana Shalafanem, Mu'ubaris. Referring to a year that follows a leap year. And the extra month had 30 days. Therefore, Dal Yarcha Chaser Bahadi Yarcha Malia. This Chaydish Mali cancels out one of the extra Chaydish Chaser, and Chad Yoima Savri is Chazui is Chazi Banan Lava Daitan. We're not concerned about a discrepancy of 1 day because people assume that the new moon did occur, but they did not notice. Now, Rav Huna agrees with Ula that we only make 8, but not 9 Chadashim Chaser. However, he reads the Mishnah differently, referring to another point. Ein Peichasin Marba Chadashim Hamubarm Bashana. We do not make less than 4 months of the year Malayim, which means a maximum of 8 chaserim. Additionally, meaning we do not make more than 8 months Malayim. In other words, there can be anywhere from 4 to a maximum of 8 months Malayim. I think more explains. Imkain kod maasi sirat lasayemi. Because if we would make 9 months Malayim, Rosh Hashanah would arrive very late, and the new moon would occur 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, and people would wonder about Bezin. However, the Gemara asks, Hashtanami, Kokad Masi Treyemi, even if we make only 8 Malayim, the new moon will occur 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, which is also a significant discrepancy. The Gemara answers, Kagan Jahisa Shana Shalafanel Mubaris, referring to a year that follows a leap year, and Iber Shana Chaydish, the extra month of the leap year was 29 days long. Therefore, Dal Yarcha Maliyab had the Yarcha Chasera. This Chaydish Chaser cancels out one of the extra Chaydish Mali, and Chad Yema Levadai Taita Inshi, people will not wonder about a discrepancy of 1 day. The Gemara explains the basis for the Machlekes Ulib Rav Huna by citing Machlekes in the Braisa. Tanakama says, Kame Iber Shana, Lamet, the extra month of a leap year is always 30 days. Rav Shimon Gamliel and a Chaydish, it's like a regular month, it can be 29 or 30 days. Therefore, Rav Huna Mokil Masneitin Betarti Mili. Rav Huna can explain the Mishnah as 2 separate halachas, the maximum amount of 8 chaserim and the maximum amount of 8 malayim, because so look Rav Shimon Gamliel. The extra month of the leap year can be mali or chaser, and so either scenario is possible. However, Ula can only explain the Mishnah as 1 halacha, the maximum amount of 8 chaserim, because the extra month of the leap year can only be mali, and so only one scenario is possible, that of 8 chaserim. But we cannot have 8 or even 7 malayim, because since the extra month is always 30 days, there will be a discrepancy of 2 days. The Gemara cites a related ruling of Shmuel. Ein shnas levana pachusa mishalosh meis v'chamishim b'shtayim yoyim, v'lo yisera al shalosh meis v'chamishim b'shish yoyim. A lunar year consisting of 12 lunar cycles is never less than 352 days and never more than 356 days. Clearly, Sabla Kravuna, he agrees with Ravuna and holds that we do sometimes make 8 Malayim. Therefore, Echad Mali Bechad Chaser Arba, if there are 6 Malayim and 6 Chaserim, the year has 354 days. However, Shnei Malayim, Shisha, Shnei Chaserim, Shnayim. If 2 of the months that are usually Chaser are made Mali, the year has 356 days. And if 2 of the months that are usually Mali are made Chaser, the year has 352 days. The Gemara cites a third opinion. there's always a discrepancy of 4 days between 1 year and the next, meaning that if a certain date falls on Sunday in 1 year, it will fall on Thursday the following year. And after a leap year, there's a discrepancy of 5 days due to the 29th day of the extra month. The Gemara explains, because a cherem hold, loy be'inan mitzvah lekadosh al piyariya. We always alternate between Chodesh Mal and Chodesh Chasr, even if we will sanctify the new moon without corroborating testimony. This totals 354 days in a year. Since 350 days form 50 complete weeks, this leaves a discrepancy of 4 days. The Mishnah continues, Shtei HaLechem, Einach Olam Pachis Mishnayim B'la Yesu HaShleisha. The Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves that were brought as a mincha on Shavuos, were eaten either 2 or 3 days after they were baked. As Rashi explains, Chal Yom Tov Liyas Be'echa B'Shabbos, Nefes Be'er B'Shabbos. If Yom Tov was on Sunday, they were baked on the previous Friday because Einach Yosem Deicha Le Shabbos V'la Yom Tov. They cannot be baked on Shabbos or Yom Tov. In this case, they were eaten on Yom Tov 3 days after they were baked. However, Kashchal Atzeres Be'echad Mishar Yimei HaShabbos Nefes Erev Yom Tov. When Shavuos falls out on any other day of the week, they're baked on Erev Yom Tov, and so they were eaten the second day, the day after they were baked. Mishnah continues, Lechem Aponim Einechel Pachis Mites V'la Yesro Al Echad Asa. The Lechem Aponim, the 12 loaves that were arranged on the Shulchan, were eaten between 9 and 11 days after they were baked. As Rashi explains, Nefes Be'erev Shabbos V'nachalim LaShabbos HaCheres. They were usually baked on Erev Shabbos, placed on the Shulchan the following day Shabbos, and eaten on the following Shabbos 9 days after they were baked. However, Cholu Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Liyas Chamisha B'Shabbos V'Shisha B'Shabbos Nefa B'Rvi'i B'Shabbos. If the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah came out on Thursday and Friday, they were baked on Wednesday, arranged on the Shulchan that Shabbos, and eaten on the following Shabbos 11 days after they were baked. Mishnah concludes In Katan Nimul Pachis Michas V'La Yesu Shnei Masa. A healthy child is given a bris somewhere between 8 and 12 days after he was born. As Rashi explains, Noyli ben Ashmasish shall Erev Shabbos, Einan Nimul b'Shabbos. Usually the child is given his bris on the 8th day, even if it's Shabbos. However, if he was born Friday ben Ashmasish, we're not sure if he was born on Friday or Shabbos. Therefore, we cannot perform the bris on Friday because it might be the 7th day. We also cannot perform the bris on Shabbos because it might be the 9th day, and only a bris on the 8th day may be performed on Shabbos. Therefore, we push up the bris to Sunday, which might be the 9th or the 10th day. Furthermore, Cholu Shnei Yom Tovim Shrosh Hashanah Achar Eis Shabbos. If the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah fall out on that Sunday and Monday, the bris is pushed off to Tuesday, the 12th day from Friday, the day he was born.